T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In our nation's capital, as the Senate impeachment trial will begin, joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is CBS political consultant Leonard Steinhorn. Leonard, good morning.
Hey, happy to be here. Just a small little thing taking place in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, in some ways, uncharted waters, though we know procedurally that each opening argument, each side will have, 24 hours and 2 days to complete that first task, correct?
Yes, 24 hours over 2 days for each side, which is different from the Clinton impeachment, which was 24 hours over 4 days. And so I think this will definitely try the patience of these senators and, of course, the American people. How many people stay tuned in to listen to all of these arguments? I think that was sort of part of the plan by Mitch McConnell to tire people out, to get people to lose attention, to start to say they're rolling their eyes and not following it, but also to fast-track the process because he, as well as the president, would like a decision, in other words, an acquittal, by the time the president delivers his State of the Union speech in early February, so that he can basically take a victory lap and talk about how he was vindicated.
Boy, there are so many moving parts to this, Leonard. So, yes, the State of the Union will, I don't know, I'm not optimistic they'll get through this in time for that. Can they delay the State of the Union, or could the president just submit one in writing and not do what we've come to traditionally see on TV that night?
Well, they can certainly delay it. I believe they delayed it last year when the government was closed. But I think the president and the Republicans in the Senate want to move this along very quickly, would like to get it done by the State of the Union. I think that's part of the goal. And one of the reasons why they're putting 24 hours for each side in a period of 2 days. I mean, this thing could go well into the early morning hours, and you're just going to lose public interest. And sort of perhaps Senator McConnell is banking on the notion that he's looking at polls. He's seeing a lot of people sort of favor what the Democrats have done on this. And he's saying, well, maybe I'll tire them out. They'll lose interest. They'll think it's something they just want to get through and get by, and we'll move on from here. So I think, you know, you can never underestimate the strategic thinking of Senator Mitch McConnell, and I think this has to be baked in to some of the procedures that he put forth yesterday.
And one of them is still unclear, and that is whether they will allow witnesses, and at what point will we know if they will or won't?
Well, I think the way that the rules that he set out are going to say the following, that once all of the – each side has a chance to present its case, each side has its 24 hours, so that's 4 days of 12 hours each day, and then the senators will have about 16 hours to submit their questions to Chief Justice Roberts, who's presiding over the trial. And only after that Q&A period will the Senate then vote on whether to consider and debate witness subpoenas. So what Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, wants to do is have a vote on witnesses up front to be able to put that into the rule that they will definitely have witnesses and they will call particular witnesses. That will likely be voted down by the Republicans because Mitch McConnell struck a compromise with some of the moderate Republicans who are interested in hearing witnesses to say, okay, we'll put the possibility of voting on witnesses down the line after the opening arguments and the question and answer period, and we can go from there. So in all likelihood today, the Democrats will be voted down on their attempt to definitely get witnesses. We'll have to see in a few days what happens.
Procedurally, Judge Roberts of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, is the judge. And last Thursday, he swore all the senators basically to behave themselves, keep quiet, be as open-minded and fair as they can. But while he's the judge, I understand it doesn't work exactly how it would in a typical courtroom.
Correct. And, you know, we all have to sort of smile at the notion of senators who have already said how they're going to vote, basically swearing that they will be impartial jurors in this process. But yes, Chief Justice Roberts is not going to be as much of a presiding judge as you may see in a courtroom, because this is the United States Senate. This is not a legal but sort of a political activity, which is whether to convict the president and remove him from office. So it's not altogether clear how active a role he will play in all of this. Some people would like him to play a more active role, to be able to say that the evidence suggests that we need to have witnesses. I just don't think he's going to do that. I think he's going to prefer his usual stance, as he said in his confirmation hearings, which is to serve as an umpire and to call balls and strikes on particular pitches if necessary. But I don't think he wants to play too much of a role, because he's very, very, very concerned about the status of the Supreme Court in the United States and how people perceive it, whether people trust it. And if he comes down on one side or the other and seems in any way, shape, or form too partisan, that's not going to be good for him or the Supreme Court. I don't think he wants to go there.
And to reiterate again, the senators are the jury, all of them.
In effect, yes, all 100 senators, they are the jury. You need two-thirds of the Senate, in other words, 67 senators, to be able to convict the president and remove him from office, which would mean that if all 47 Democrats voted to convict President Trump and remove him from office, you would need 20 other Republicans to do so. So to some extent, it's a foregone conclusion what's going to happen. Everyone knows the evidence, and even if they get witnesses, and the witnesses are really, really a big problem for the president, I don't think they will be enough to sort of unlock the strong support he has among the Republicans. And my guess is that perhaps there may be one or two defections, but maybe zero defections. The Republican caucus is going to hold tight and stay loyal to President Trump.
Well, this chapter in the process begins today. Leonard Steinhardt, CBS political consultant in our nation's capital. Appreciate the expertise. Thank you.
Hey, always happy to be here. Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.